This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you feel more optimistic or pessimistic on how the Warriors season came to an end? 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. It's funny you bring that up. Coaching, right? What would you give Steve Kerr? Like, I have to pivot. Steve Kerr, his coaching job this year, right? What are you looking at?
What is Carter bringing in here?
Mike McDonald's.
Whoa.
It's all right.
Whoa.
Don't worry about it. You're distracted.
Iced coffee from McDonald's. And what else?
Some sausage McMuffins.
Anyways, how many?
Let's buy one, get one for a dollar. It was McValue.
Say it with your chest.
I'm trying to talk sports here, not McMuffins, all right?
Well, I can smell it from over here.
We offered you some and you didn't want any.
Well, I'm regretting that decision.
Well, you can have one if you need one, all right? It's okay, they're good stuff. Anyways.
Well, why don't you just show the audience on YouTube what it is? What is it? What do we got?
Right here. I told you, it's the sausage McMuffin. It's the good stuff. There's
delicious.
The cheese on there. Yeah, come on. I was thinking McGriddle, but they didn't offer the McValue for the McGriddle, so I got the McMuffin.
That's McAwful.
Thank you. All right, Golden Arches, let's go.
Him walking in mid-segment and handing you food like that was like Dunleavy handing Jimmy Butler to the Warriors and Steve Kerr mid-season.
Thank you for
being total pick-me-up.
Here's your McJimmy.
Thank you, McJimmy. You guys are out of control right now.
McJimmy.
You guys are out of control right now.
What the hell? Sam, I miss you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, as he takes a vigorous sip of his iced coffee, thinking I'm going to fill
his McIced coffee.
I'm not going to lie to you guys, this playoff run, I'm as worn down as Draymond and Jimmy at the end of that playoff series. That's how I feel right now on a Friday.
It sounds like you're feeling optimistic about the team, though, at least. It sounds like you have a smile on your face.
No, I'm definitely optimistic. And, like, we could have another fun season. But if the goal is championship or bust, I just think it's really hard.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
I just think it's really hard. Now, look, parity exists in the NBA. Right now, you've got, whatever, five or six brand-new winners in a row. It's the most parity you've seen since the 70s. So there's something to be said for that.
Where are you coming at with Steve Kerr? As this whole season has come to an end now, Steve Kerr, as all coaches are, but specifically in this market, he's a lightning rod for controversy, whether it's not playing Kuminga, not playing him enough, not playing him with Steph, the Jimmy Butler, the rotations, you're not playing Moses Moody enough. Where's Gui Santos minutes? Why do you love Brandon Pajemski so much? Buddy Hield, are you serious? Like, where are you at with Steve Kerr?
Am I grading him?
Grading him, or just the job you thought he did this season, given where the team was. They were 500. They make the trade for Jimmy Butler. Feels like he pushed all the right buttons, right? Like, we got to give him some credit for where the team was. You make the Jimmy Butler trade. It was a major shakeup. Put the team in a great position to win. Got into the playoffs. Won a first-round series. You lose your best player.
Is it a cop-out to say he had, like, a B season?
You can say that.
Because there's some things that I don't think were passing, but there were some other things that were remarkable.
Okay. Tell me. What was remarkable this season for Steve Kerr?
Well, it was remarkable that they got Draymond somehow to play 68 games in the regular season.
Was that on Steve or was that on Draymond?
No, it was on both of them. Because he is a big part of, like, kind of just massaging the relationships. And, you know, the guy, he health-wise, like, somehow threaded the needle. I don't know how. And then there's obviously the discipline aspect of it as well. I thought that the talent on the team was not playoff level worthy for a big bulk of the year. And they made the playoffs. They got into the playoffs and they won a round. So when you take a step back and you just, like, remember what they were at the trade deadline, it's like, yeah, he had a pretty good year. So that's why I think a B is kind of where I have him. Are there some things like the handling and the management of Jonathan Kuminga? I don't necessarily put that all on Steve Kerr. I also put that on ownership or front office or however you want to describe it. Like, if you knew the coach didn't think he was a fit and the players didn't think he was a fit, he probably shouldn't have been on the team.
888-957-9570. Jonathan Kuminga spoke to the media yesterday. So did Steph. So did Jimmy. So did Draymond. Buddy Hield. We'll get to all of that sound, I promise. But here's JK talking about his exit interview with Steve Kerr.
They're great. Like, I tell them, you know, and, you know, it's going to take us time to, you know, figure it out, what's really going to happen, things like that. You know, and I spoke to Steve about, you know, how he wanted me to, you know, get better at rebounding more. And I feel like I was doing better before I got hurt. And I like where he was going with it. You know, he explained to me little things, you know, defining resource from him, you know, about things like that, you know, that should hit him up, you know, and I don't have no problem doing that.
And here's
there's a Jimmy G element to Kuminga. No, just hear me out on this.
I'm waiting for it.
There are some people who think he's the greatest that ever lived, and there are some that think he can't play at all. When the reality is, both players are somewhere in the middle.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it's either Brock has this with a lot of people. He's first ballot Hall of Famer. He is EPA. Da da da. And then it's like other people are like, he's a backup. He's not even a starter.
Jordan Poole had that too.
Jordan Poole a little bit towards the end.
Why can't we discuss people a little more reasonable?
Because it has to be hot take. That's the society we live in. Either he sucks or he's great. That's just, I hate that it is what it is, but that's the first takiness of where sports is at today. Here's more from JK talking about the ups and downs with Steve Kerr this year.
Since I've been here, you know, we had ups and downs, you know, but you know, he helped me to get here. So, and we got a lot of great moments. And I think our relationship being very good.
I want to give credit to Jonathan Kuminga because I do think he handled this entire situation very well. Behind the scenes, whenever he spoke, he was very polished. Steve Kerr spoke glowingly about him, that he's handled it. All of his teammates said he's been handling the DNPs, the entire situation very well. He was one of the best players on the team prior to the injury.
Carter, you've handled being relegated to the back room really well. I just want you to know that. Like Milton in Office Space.
Yeah,
like,
but that's the thing, though,
I mean,
right?
Come on, man.
No, but you could be a malcontent. What did he do a couple years ago when he was upset? He went to the San Francisco Chronicle and voiced his frustrations. There's been growth there. And by the way, I don't think a certain individual has ever gotten over that. that him going to the San Francisco Chronicle a couple years ago.
There's no doubt that that is one of those, like, hey, you cheated on me 5 years ago and I'll never get over it.
Correct.
Yeah, I get it. I agree. Well, that's why I bring up the Jimmy G thing. I think that Kyle Shanahan and Jimmy G, the relationship was done.
Right.
It was done.
Yeah.
And I think
the fact that he was smiling in the NFC Championship game and they're getting blown out.
But Joe, wouldn't you agree that, like, Kyle was done with him before they as a team were done with him? And I think that they held on probably too long.
Right. I mean, we saw all the clips. We saw the frustration on the sideline. We saw Jimmy saying this effing guy's plays suck.
And I would say similarly, Kuminga and Steve, for whatever reason, the relationship as coach and player has probably been done for a while and they probably should have moved off each other earlier. I don't think it's either any individual, like no one's to blame sometimes. Sometimes it's just not a good fit.
By the way, Golden State Valkyries tip off at 7 o'clock tonight at Chase Center. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game. Grandy and Dibs will be live from Chase Center from 2 to 6, getting you ready for opening night. In the meantime, we're talking Steve Kerr. We're talking Jonathan Kuminga. You feel an optimist about the Warriors and their future, more pessimistic, just given how the season ended. Coach Hall in San Diego has been patient. He's one of our regulars. Coach Hall, good morning. You feeling optimistic? You feeling pessimistic? How are we feeling about the Dubs going forward, Coach Hall?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I was feeling optimistic, but I took a break from the local media, and I checked out a couple NBA shows on series and looked at ESPN. And I don't know, man, this narrative of the Warriors that, like, no stars want to come play with us because of Kerr's system and then, you know, the Draymond volatile. I don't like this narrative being built, and, you know, and they're saying Giannis wants to stay in the East. I'm like, damn, are we a victim of our own success? And then the handling of Jonathan Kuminga is this is bad, man. Like, if we just take a step back and look at it from, like, another fan's perspective, I mean, the dude got to the States 9 years ago. He's 22 years old. The coddling that they gave Draymond really should have gave that to JK, because I don't see the point in bringing in another old star or star-ish person if we trying to get Steph a championship in the next 2 years. It don't make sense to me. And lastly, Shafty, you was exactly right, man. I think when they extended or they paid Jordan Poole and Wiggins, that rubbed some people the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And I think the whole two timeline thing just went down the drain because we didn't manage those relationships right. But man, we look bad out here. Like, the stuff that other people are saying about our organization and our team, I don't know who would want to come play here. And we begged. Remember, we had to double back with Jimmy for him to come. He said no initially. Even DeMar DeRozan said no on Draymond's podcast, who personally I'll die on this hill, I think would have been a better fit than Jimmy.
Yeah, but Coach Hall, Coach Hall, that means nothing to me because Jimmy Butler wanted to go to the Phoenix Suns, which is the biggest dumpster fire in sports right now. And where's DeMar DeRozan? He's in Sacramento. Another one of the biggest dumpster fires.
Rumor they want to trade him, by the way.
Oh, great. They want to trade him. Coach, I didn't mean to cut you off there. It was a great call.
You're going to break up the Sacramento Bulls?
Like, are we really trying to say the Warriors are a bad organization no one wants to go to? Like, come on, man. I think we need to take a step back again as we're doing season reflection. How many awful franchises there are in this league? It's astounding if you take a step back. Like, I can name five off the top. I just named two of them right there. Add in the Charlotte Hornets, add in the Washington Wizards. The Atlanta Hawks have always been mired in mediocrity.
Phoenix,
New Orleans.
Nets. Like,
come on. Nets. There's so many, man. So many of them. Trailblazers. Oh, but Chauncey, he got his contract extension. That's great. Like, come on. Like, are you, like, you're buying what Coach Hall's saying, that the Warriors are viewed as a bad organization?
No, I don't think so.
Stop.
No, I don't think so. But I also think that playing with the Warriors comes with certain... how do I put it? Like, there's pluses and minuses, right? There's pros and cons. When you're making a leap in profession and you're going to go from one company to the other, you know, what I like to do is, hey, let's list all the pros and cons. And every situation has the pros and every situation has cons. Like, for example, right, as Kuminga's looking at his options, wow, if I go to the Nets, I can get as much money as I want. Wow, if I go to the Nets, I can get as much playing time as I want. Wow, I can go to the East? It's way easier. But I'm going to the Nets, and we're probably going to stink.
Probably.
And what he's not thinking is, I'm the number one guy on the scouting report every single night, right? So there are some cons, and there's some pros.
See Jordan Poole in Washington.
Right?
Yeah.
As Clay looked at his options a couple years ago, you know, there's how many years am I getting? What's my role going to be? Who am I playing alongside? Where do we stack up in the West in terms of winning? And he viewed the Warriors situation with, you know, a different lens. So I don't think this is different as other people are looking at the Warriors situation. There is a specific player they're looking for. And that's predated Kuminga or Poole. Like, that's going back to Kelly Oubre.
Right.
Right? Guys like that. Like, there is a specific kind of a player that they're looking to play here. And there's also got to be a guy willing to accept the role that he's at. So, case in point, Luka and LeBron right now comes with some trickiness.
Yeah.
Right?
I throw Austin Reaves in there, too. All need the ball in their hands. Yeah.
And LeBron's got to seed some things to be able to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jimmy has seeded some things on the front end to make it work with Steph Curry. I don't know if other stars would be willing to cede certain things to Steph at this point in their career.
It's a good point. I mean, you thought that with Giannis and Dame Lillard, right? Like, it just
didn't
work.
Guys are just wired differently.
It just didn't work. Well, you look at, and sometimes it doesn't always work seamlessly. You always like to say this, your turn, my turn offense when it comes to the Celtics. And it won last year.
Exactly.
But Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown feel very redundant at times as players, right?
Yes.
Not that they don't complement each other because they're just so good, like individually skilled players. But that it's different, right? And maybe they don't skip a beat so much so and they're playing the Knicks. Maybe they come back and win the series because Jaylen Brown goes off and he's an incredible player and, you know, they have so much depth. But that being said, like, I do think you made a great point. The underrating nature and the like of Jimmy Butler just being able to put his own ego aside, because everyone's got egos mm-hmm. in this league, especially Jimmy Butler. We saw it on display ad nauseum the last year. Him and Pat Riley going at it, talking about two of the biggest egos. But he put that aside. He knew where he was. Steph's a god. He's a legend here in the Bay Area. And I'll be Robin to your Batman. I will say that he's the best player I've ever played with. He's the guy in the league.
But James Harden have here. Accepted that role. Let's just say if it was James Harden 4 or 5 years ago, I don't think he was ready to.
But I think he did with Kawhi this year.
That's my point. Yes. And so yes. I think guys are at different points in their careers and they're at different spots of where they view themselves. Like SGA, you know, I think it's easy to say like, oh, SGA coming to the Warriors, blah, blah. He probably like, nah, everything revolves around me, dude.
Right.
I'm at the apex of my power. Right?
He was great yesterday. 32 points for him. Nuggets Thunder going to game 7 in the Western Conference semifinals. Continue.
I think every player is at different crossroads in how they view themselves and where they view, you know, the offense should be for them. Like if Jimmy Butler came to the Warriors 6 years ago, I'm not sure he views, you know, playing second fiddle the way he does right now.
Speaking of that, Jimmy Butler, you're alluding to him and his buy-in to the Warriors culture, if you will, going from Heat culture to Warriors culture. Here's Jimmy Butler talking to the media yesterday on how everyone within the organization was so unselfish and welcoming.
I mean, I feel like everybody's so unselfish here that anybody could be playing any role on any given night. I'm completely content with who I am as a basketball player, the way that I play the game, and to come here and know that I'm second to Steph. I think that's a really good thing, actually, when you talk about one of the greatest players ever played this game, and I get to come here and be his sidekick for a couple more years, hopefully. It's just refreshing. And then you got some really high-level young talent that want to do well, that want to be great, and then the energy's at an all-time high. I mean, I don't think there's too much more that you can ask for.
Sidekick for $55 million. I don't know if I like it being put so bluntly.
Well, I know, but like, you know.
I know.
He's a really good player. Like, he's an all-star caliber star player. So when he says sidekick, the sidekick to a top 10 player in the history of the sport, it hits a little different. But I hear you don't like it putting so bluntly.
I don't think Jimmy,
I don't like Robin. Hurt. Robin's such a weak sidekick. I like more like Hulk or Spider-Man, part of the Avengers. I don't like that. As we nerd out here for a second, I don't like Robin. Weak.
How about Han Solo to his Luke?
That's perfect. That's great. Right. Love Han Solo. Right. Yes.
And does that make...
He was more clutch, though, than Jimmy this year. He, you know, he shot Darth Vader and, you know, he got the Death Star to blow up.
I'm going to get real dorky here.
Yeah, where you are getting real dorky.
Andor season 2 was pretty
legit. Don't spoil it. I already saw some...
Got a few left. Don't spoil it.
Yeah, I saw some spoilers.
It was very good. I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah. I liked it a lot.
Spoiler alert. They do all die, by the way. So
Not in the show, but
in Rogue One they do. So that's what's a prequel to that. As we get dorky here. 3 is in Berkeley, wants to join the conversation. 3, good morning. How are we feeling about the Dubs going forward?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I'm feeling really, really optimistic about the squad. First of all, we've been spoiled for the last 10 years with
with our success, with our players, with our head coach, Steve Kerr, his system, it works. And the magic is that pivoting to Mike Dunleavy, we make things fit. The pieces we bring in, they fit the system, they fit the roster, they fit the players. So with that being said, I like the development going forward with Pajinski, with Moody, with Post, because that was a big pickup this year in the draft. Okay, now what we could do is pivot and turn around and grab a serviceable big, another rim runner, another veteran presence to help Trayce Jackson-Davis with his development, and also Quentin Post. Once, you know, the Kuminga is going to be a business thing. It's the business of basketball. But going forward, you're not that far off. I'm optimistic. We're spoiled in the Bay Area with the Warriors over the last 10 years, and we do have the GOAT. We do have a good roster around them. We have Jimmy, who's stepped in and been wonderful, barring in the end of the playoffs. But outside of that, we've been great. And I'm happy. I'm a part of Dub Nation. Been here longer than a lot of people. I've been here from the Run TMC era. And basically, my thing is, stay optimistic, Dub Nation. Be happy. Be thankful. Good job, Steve. Good job, fellas. Y'all gave it y'all effort. We did what we could. We Steph went down. And tribute and heads up to the training staff, because nobody has come here and got a catastrophic injury to change their career. Absolutely nobody. So going forward,
Kevin Durant in the finals, but I hear you.
Got to turn your mic on.
He's talking about a rim running big. I'm having a bad week. It's just, wow. I mean, geez, Louise. I feel like Kuminga. I don't fit.
Oh, my God.
I don't fit.
You're getting your shots up, though.
But
you're
I
scoring.
Appreciate Matt and Egan for all the ups and downs.
Thank you. Your exit interview going well with the Egan? Yeah.
Call you Air Shasky.
Derek Lively right now for Dallas. Like, they've got a lot of things up in the air, right? Kyrie Irving has a player option.
He'll opt into that. Won't get paid.
You think? Yeah. $44 million to rehab? Yeah, I think he will.
That must be nice.
But they got Gafford and Derek Lively for the next 2 years. Gafford is making $14 million next year. And Derek Lively is making $5.5 million. Every single team in the league is going to be calling them to get one of those two bigs.
Mm-hmm. They are. And they're adding Cooper Flagg. Who's what, 6'9"? He's a huge.
That's kind of my point.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. And so I think they're going to have to move one of those two guys. And I think every team in the league is looking to get one of them. And that's the kind of player I'll take either one of them that I would be after. And I would overpay for.
What about Steven Adams? That's the guy you want in the Rocket series.
I would love to have Steven Adams. Yeah. But to me, he's more of a loony TJD replacement.
All right.
This, like a Gafford Lively, is a very different type of a big than what we're accustomed to.
All right, you just need size, need some athleticism.
A little more athleticism, a little more balance, a little more defensive presence. Although Steven was excellent defensively against us. What were you going to say, Carl?
What about Valanciunas?
Oh, Jonas. My name is Jonas. No? Not feeling him?
Well, if Travis Kelce doppelganger. Valanciunas, then you probably can move Quentin Post.
Yeah, Quentin Post. Stock down heading out of the playoffs, but stock up in the regular season. There's two different things. He shrunk on a team that's
going to be flirting with that first apron after the Kuminga trade. You would assume a guy like Quentin Post is good value as a two-way player that you would sign for a minimum contract, because you're going to be in salary cap hell.
You know, it's funny. Steve Kerr said, when Quentin Post, I think it was January, made his first appearance, and I think you were likening him to who, the custodian, just players coming off, right? Brian Cardinal. But, he said he's not a fake seven-footer. That's the term that Steve Kerr said about Quentin Post. He's not a fake seven-footer. He's not soft, is what he was saying. Unfortunately, in the regular season, I think that was true. But in the playoffs,
then Aquaman showed up.
Shangoon, he got played off the court. I hate using that term soft, but it was tough. It was his first playoff appearance and first playoff series, both of these. And he just looked lost, looked unsure of himself. The shot wasn't there. Everything he was doing great just didn't come to fruition in the playoffs. And that does shift your mindset about this guy going forward when it comes to big moments and big opportunities. Can I trust him? I don't know. But in the regular season, he was absolutely a net positive. That's why it's so interesting to have these year-in-review conversations, these reflections, because it is a totality of everything. But you do have in the back of your mind that bad taste in your mouth. You're trying to use mouthwash, you're trying to use the Colgate, whatever. the Listerine, but you can't get that bad taste out of your mouth of what you saw in the playoffs. And it wasn't good enough.
No,
it just wasn't.
I also think we could talk about a big, and there's no doubt they need that. They need a shooting guard, a defensive minded, 3-and-D shooting guard. Desperately.
Who's that out there?
There's
not a lot. I'm trying to think of the names right now.
I honestly think the replacement for Klay Thompson has been the most gaping hole that this team has had over the last 4 years.
Yeah. And then Klay, obviously not the same Klay as we all remember. But to your point, what he was able to hide for this organization when he was at his best as an offensive player and defensive, I still think he's underrated. And I understand why he felt some type of way of being left off of that top 75 anniversary team.
Obviously a top
75. Because he's obviously that. I'm looking right now at some of the shooting guards around the league. You got Bruce Brown, who's an unrestricted free agent. He's 28. Tim Hardaway Jr., shooter. He's older.
These are all bench, seventh man.
I know. I'm just giving you the shooting guards. Caris LeVert, Luke Kennard. Give me a Pat Connaughton, Matisse Thybulle of the world. These are some of the names out there.
Malik
Beasley, though. That's a guy who had a career year. Right.
Yeah, but he's got a lot of ball in my hand, not
you're saying 3-and-D. That's kind of him though, right? No?
I don't think he's a 2. He's more of a 3 to me.
Okay. All right.
I think their best avenue is via a trade, but people keep linking Cam Johnson. Cam's more of a 3 to me than he is a 2. So I don't think that really fits. We need a perimeter defender. Otherwise, you're going to be relegated to playing either pods or GP2 if he comes back. Moody, and I think they need an elite perimeter defender. I don't think they're going to find it in the draft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.